Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Welcome to Dish Nation, y'all.
Woo! Hey, 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 welcome.
Howdy, howdy, ho. What's popping over there, mama?
Well, a creepy crawler stole the spotlight from the talk Cheryl Underwood, and we're going to explain what that means.
We also have another Dish debate that you're not going to want to miss.
And finally, a federal holiday that the ancestors and fans can rejoice about.
And Sherry and Portia are out today, but it's all good in the hood because we got our girl Fox Soul, host of the Tammy Mac Late Show, Tammy Mac in the building.
Hey.
What's up? Also, you guys, before we get things cracking, we gotta wish all the amazing dads out there a happy Father's Day,
especially to the ones
right here at Dish. Head cracking, Frank. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you very much. Appreciate y'all. Happy Father's Day. Thank you so much, Brad. That's so sweet. Thank you so much. And speaking of celebrating, can you believe it's been 12 years since your bestie, Mariah Carey, dropped her hit diss track, Obsessed?
Mm. 12 years?
Oh, wow.
Wow, time flies.
And to celebrate the anniversary, the diva dropped a TikTok for the Wipe It Down challenge, just for laughs. Check it out.
Wipe, wipe, wipe it down. Wipe, wipe.
And I was like, why are you so obsessed with me?
Wipe, wipe. Wipe it down, wipe, wipe it down, wipe, wipe it down, wipe.
Amazing, love, 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 absolutely killed it. And
yes,
of course, only Mariah Carey's got full production crew for TikTok.
Right.
Hair, special makeup, wind machine.
So good.
I think she knocked it out of the park. I'm assuming we all did. What do you guys think?
Yeah, she's like, she knocked it out of the park. She killed this. She doesn't usually do things like this, so I think it's so dope that she did this for the anniversary of this song.
So, Brad, do you think Eminem is going to be in his feelings, honey, when he sees this? I mean, it's very Eminem-ish.
Well, no, I don't think so. I mean, I think everybody's over whatever they were all going through. And it's the celebration. It's the anniversary of this song that did very well for her. So I hope he's not in his feelings. He shouldn't be because it's in the past, honey.
Oh,
yo, but how amazing does Mariah look dressed up as a man? Like, yo, it's like so great.
Yo,
like, she
were you feeling something?
She killed it in the video. And she killed it. She looked better than your ass.
Oh, my God.
All right,
let me get you out of trouble.
Let me get you out of trouble.
We're gonna move on. Go ahead, Heidi.
All right, moving on. Cheryl Underwood got into another nasty situation on the set of The Talk while she was filming. I guess we could say a surprise guest co-host named Mr. Cockroach started crawling along the wall and made his presence known.
Ooh.
Check this out.
Raising alarms about safety in the sky. This incident is making headlines because of the passenger's job and because of the urgent plea the plane's pilot made. The Today Show has details.
I gotta tell you, I had to watch the video twice.
Wow.
I didn't see it the first time, and I even knew it was there, but I had to really look for
it. Me too. This is like insect gentrification.
Like, that was actually her agent.
They call them water bugs in Hollywood.
I would have loved had Cheryl Underwood just taken off her shoe and done what we all do.
Mm.
We just, if we see them at our house, we just take off our shoe.
Your shoe? My grandma used to be cooking.
Oh, yeah.
My grandma used to be cooking on the stove, and a cockroach used to like pop up and say hi. She used to kill it with her hand and keep cooking, man. That's how gangster my
grandma
was.
She was
a chief.
That's my grandmother. But look, at least the roach did not do a Mike Pence on Cheryl Underwood's head.
Right.
Yes, totally, Tammy. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Headcrack, should production have stopped and just shut down to kill the roach or let it make an appearance, Headcrack?
Yeah. Apparently, somebody in the production squad does not rock with her the way that some people do, because here's the thing. You know, it's almost like when you're watching the news, but you're not, like, paying attention, but you hear the background be like, please don't let it be one of us. Like, out of all the co-hosts on that damn show, why did it have to crawl into Cheryl Underwood's shop?
That was a big-ass roach, y'all.
Yeah. Okay, it's time for a dish debate in an interview with Complex Magazine. So Weedy was asked if someone should give back gifts their ex gave them after a breakup. Well, Sweetie glances at the green Birkin her ex Quavo gifted her and said, I mean, if it's mine, it's mine. Should you keep the gifts your ex give you or give them back?
I'm keeping everything you gave me, but everything I gave you, I'm taking back. The jewelry, the cars, the hair. Chewy, that's a typical damn man.
You're not giving me back all my I gave you, so I'm keeping every damn thing you gave me.
I'm taking that too, Gary. I'm taking your too, Gary. I'm taking that
back. By the time you start taking gifts back, it's just a petty thing after that. It's just straight up petty.
With Father's Day being this Sunday, y'all, I'm sure Matthew McConaughey is super excited because Matthew revealed what he was thinking at the age of 8, that he always wanted to be a father. Aww. Wow, 8 years old thinking about that already. Okay.
What about you, Frank? At 8 years old, thinking about being a dad?
I didn't think about being a dad at 30 years old.
You're considering it now at 50, and you have 2 children.
I never thought about being a dad until they knocked on my door, and they're like, Dad? I'm like, oh my gosh, should I think about being a dad?
What about you, HK? When you were 8 years old, were you thinking about being a pops at 8, bro?
No, I wasn't thinking about being a dad since she said, yo, I'm pregnant. You know what I mean? Then, like, you see a light flash before your eyes and, like, okay, got to figure some things out.
Okay, so I have a question to all the ladies on the show. So to the ladies on the show, we played with dolls back in the day. Did this make you guys want to be a mother back then?
Listen, I didn't want to be a mother until today. So if we go out on a date, I'm sleeping with you on the first day and I'm locking my legs.
I'm sort of with Tammy because when I was a little girl, I had doll babies and stuff, but I never wanted to be a mom. And then I didn't want to be a mom all that time. And then you get to the age where you probably really shouldn't. And now I'm like, but then I'll go through like a clothing section at a store and see little baby clothes and go, well, I don't know, maybe. That's like, no, bitch, it's too late. It's too late.
Well, I'm sure by now you've heard the great news that after Senate approval and House approval, President Biden has signed a bill making Juneteenth a federal holiday. Now, although although this might be a new term for some, African Americans have been celebrating June 19th, which is the day the last enslaved African Americans learned that they were free for decades. Gary, how did this make you feel when you first heard the news, being like, you know, a slave?
I celebrated Juneteenth all my life, but believe it or not, though, I realized, honey, that I was not a slave headcrack. My neighbor had a bumper sticker said they can't sell me because slaves have to be sold. So
I know that's
You know, they couldn't fire me. So I already know, but I'm glad that it's finally going to be a holiday now. So, I mean, you know, because a lot of people didn't realize they was free, and wish some that's free still, honey, don't know they're free.
Gary, because Abraham Lincoln had passed that bill like over 2 years before they found out. And somebody finally came and told them that they were free, you know. So this deserves a celebration, really.
They need to also give me my 40 acres and a mule, and a mule could be a human mule. Just give me a mule and my 40 acres.
What are your plans for this mule? Can we give you some mule shoes?
I just hope in true Juneteenth fashion that people don't find out that we're off a day after the holiday.
As a white guy, does this mean the banks will be closed another day?
Yeah.
And the post office.
The hell, you got enough time to go to the bank.
Go on a day when it's
go
open,
the day before
David.
The day after, damn it.
Right.
Frank's only concerned about the bank closure. That's it. That's all he wants to know.
Yes, yes. All
right. Where am I going to cash my white privilege check when I get it in the mail?
Right.
Wow.
Jesus.
Coming up, honey, my girl Miss Wendy Williams claims, baby, that Jay-Z slept with this rapper. Now, you don't want to miss this high tea, baby. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. Well, y'all, it seems like Wendy Williams might soon have some beef with Beyonce for having her hubby's name in her mouth. Oh, Lord. During Hot Topics, Wendy mentioned how Foxy Brown was releasing a memoir and how Wendy wanted Foxy to keep it real and tell it all. But Wendy seemed to tell it for her, y'all. Take a look.
This was allegedly a romantical thing. It's all right. I'll say alleged, but we know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she hit it before Beyonce.
Lord, Tammy,
I got a question for you, Tammy. Do you think Queen B will respond to this mess, or does she even care?
Let me tell you something. Wendy Williams act like the only people she done slept with was Kevin and Method Man. We done all slept with somebody. And if Foxy Brown don't wanna drop a dime on her kitty, then Wendy Williams shouldn't be catty about it.
But Wendy's not the only person that's talked about this story though before. Like, this is a story that keeps coming back.
You know what, head crack? People act like people don't have a past. Jay-Z dated people before he dated Beyonce, and Beyonce dated people before she dated Jay-Z. So what if he did date Foxy? Mm-hmm. If she wants to talk about it, okay. If not,
who cares?
Oh well. I don't think Beyonce or Jay-Z gives a damn about who says what about them, because they are living their best life together.
It's a sad thing, though, Brad, but y'all got to think about it, though. I mean, I think it would be very painful if Foxy Brown was to talk about it, if she slept with Jay-Z, because it would bring back all these memories to Beyonce when she would think about when he cheated on her, when they made lemonade and all that stuff. It would be a very painful situation. No.
If this did happen, Gary, with Foxy and Jay-Z, it was way before Beyonce. This was the 90s. Get out of here.
People date
in the past. People dated other people.
Yeah, Beyonce was somewhere graduating from high school. Like, who cares? Yeah. And Foxy Brown get to tell her story the way she want to tell her story.
Yeah, but Foxy might have kept some residue from Jay-Z and might bring it up. Anything.
Oh,
so, you know, we just...
Get out of here, Gary. Stop it.
All right, y'all, moving on. Real Housewives of New York, Luann de Lesseps, was making a special video for a special ed teacher from Chicago. But Luann had a little mix-up of the words, y'all, thanks to this page for catching it and making it into a meme.
That you live in New Orleans and you're originally from Chicago and you teach special ed. That's fabulous. I love special ed because I'm a jock at heart. I love sports.
Yes, honey. Miss Luann, bitch.
I think she thought physical education and not special education.
Yeah.
Well, HK, you're a wordplay master. What would you have done if you were caught in this situation, brother?
I'll be like, oh, you teach special ed? That's great. You know, special ed was one of my favorite rappers back in the 90s. He's very talented. He's got it made. I'm the Magnificent. Got a lot of bops. We're on a mission.
But we all made mistakes, because I made a mistake recently, honey. I mean, with wordplay, because, hell, I didn't know. I was talking to a friend of mine, and I was telling him about his... And he said, well, my chicken is in the backyard. I'm like, oh, yeah. I got the mixed up.
Gary, mistake a... Never. Come on.
Right.
Well, hey, Dish fam, the best part of today is we will be streaming Her's iHeartRadio album release party for Back of My Mind on DishNation.com.
Yes.
It's going down this Monday, June 21st at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. So mark your calendar, set your alarm, and just remember, join us.
That's right, Headcrack. Well, coming up, Khloe Kardashian received a gift from her idol that left her speechless, y'all. Find out what when we come back.
Dish Nation.
Hey, Heidi and Frank, glad you're back. Hello there.
Hey, Tammy.
Yay.
So I don't know if you guys know this or not, but Khloe Kardashian and I have something in common. We're both huge fans of Three's Company star and Thighmaster spokeswoman, Suzanne Summers. Well, Khloe's birthday, I'm so jealous of her, is coming up, and she just got the ultimate birthday present from Suzanne herself. Check it out.
I got a Thighmaster signed by Suzanne Summers, and it says, to Khloe, come and knock on my door.
And then, of course, Come and Knock on Our Door was the theme song from Three's Company. So that just added extra nostalgia and flavor to the gift. So, Chewy, if you got a Thighmaster from Suzanne Summers, what would you do with it?
Wow, I don't know if I would use it, kiss it, sniff it, and then put it away. I don't know what I would do, y'all.
I gotta say, Chewy, this is, I would say, the second sexiest and most sexual piece of workout equipment that has been made and marketed.
Right.
The second.
I think I know the first one, right here, right? The shake
is
weight.
The shake weight.
Oh, yeah, the shake weight.
Yes, the shake weight. But yo, Heidi, I used to watch the infomercials for the Thighmaster when we were 10 and 11 years old, and we felt some kind of way, y'all. Like, this was our sex education when we were watching those infomercials, y'all. Like, Suzanne Summer was technically my first. She was my first.
Yeah. All right, well, since we're talking about 80s, 80s theme, you're going to love this. This is some throwback vintage tea.
Yeah.
There's a new documentary about Super Freak Rick James.
Hey.
The documentary is called Bitchin', The Sound and Fury of Rick James, and it has what can only be described as amazing revelations. Apparently, Rick was so unhappy with the sales of his 1982 album that he went into Motown president Jay Lasker's office, poured cocaine all over his desk, snorted it, and jumped on top of the desk, whipped out his junk, waved it at Jay Lasker, and said, "Sell my record."
Oh my God.
Wow.
That is rock and roll.
That sounds like something
that
Frank would do.
I know, no kidding.
That's how I got my job at Dish Nation.
It is true, and they regret it. They regret it. So imagine that scene, and then after Rick left, Lasker simply said, "Lionel Richie." Meaning that Motown should put all of their money and marketing efforts into...
So, Rick James or Lionel Richie. Hello!
Wow.
Does this surprise you, Tammy?
This is not surprising that Rick James did anything. He's Rick James, bitch!
Right.
Yeah. Tammy, we loved having you on the show all week. You know, you were so great. But Tammy, tell us where and when we can watch your show on Fox Soul.
Oh, yeah.
The Tammy Mac Late Show on Fox Soul. It's about the business of being black, and you can catch it on any digital platform, including YouTube and FoxSoul.tv, every night, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. I can't wait for y'all to check it out.
Love it.
Oh, yeah, Tammy. Congrats on that.
Thank you, Tammy. You're the best.
You are the best. Up next, find out what Paula Abdul did in the shower that changed her life. What?
Wow.
I bet you want to know. We'll tell you after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, welcome back. Now, taking a walk down memory lane, Paula Abdul dished about recording her first breakout single, Straight Up. On People in the 90s podcast, she talks about how the recording went down, and y'all are not gonna believe this. She said, "So I go into this apartment building, and I meet songwriter Elliot Wolf, and he's walking in socks around his apartment, and I go, 'Where are we gonna be recording?' He said, 'In my shower here.' I recorded Straight Up in his little shower, and the early masters that were released, you could actually hear someone banging from the next apartment going, 'Shut up!'"
Oh, wow.
That's crazy. Talk about home. You'd be surprised where, like, certain, like, hit records were recorded.
That's crazy. But you know what, Headcrack? You know from being a recorder, I mean, an entertainer, that you get the best vocals in the bathroom. Really, back in the day, we all recorded, like, in the bathroom. The acoustics,
the
you know, when you sing in the shower, everybody sound good. No, Gary, you full... Not on the toilet.
Oh, Gary, I know you get down in the shower, baby. Can you give us like a little snippet of
please,
your
God,
best shower singing? Can you hit us with that, please?
Oh, honey, yes. God. I'm still trying to do my album right now. I love this song that I'm recording now, and here's part of the lyrics.
Okay.
I left home to be with my side piece. Yes, I did.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,